I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro rose to 35, according to the National Emergency Service reporting, as rescue workers scrambled to reach survivors in the rubble. Emergency crews worked through the frigid night to get more details and find more missing. About 1,700 people lived in a multi-story building, with residents saying that there were no military facilities at the site. The reported death toll made it the deadliest attack in one place since September 30 strike in the Ukraine's Zaporizhia region. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces has begun in Germany. The goal is getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks. Authorities in Nepal say that most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed there have died, AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals, none of them American, according to authorities.
This is VOA News. Newly answered and empowered House Republicans are now demanding that the White House turn over all information related to classified documents found at President Biden's home and former office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, sent a letter to the president's chief of staff demanding documents and communications related to his lawyer's discoveries of classified information at a Washington office and President Biden's Delaware home. On Fox News Sunday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, with Navy intelligence experience, says
Biden has highlighted his incompetence for the world to see.
And he says he wants to see if there's fallout from the documents not being properly stored, something Democrat Adam Schiff agrees with.
Whether there was an exposure to others of these documents, whether there was harm to national security.
On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, saying the Biden case has to be handled like the Trump documents case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As Davos opens, Oxfam is urging a windfall tax on food companies. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Anti-poverty group Oxfam says companies making big profits as inflation surges should face windfall taxes to help cut global inequality. It's one of the recommendations in a report the group released Monday as the World Economic Forum's annual meeting of political and business elites gets underway in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam also says that over the past 2 years, the world's super-rich 1% have gained nearly twice as much wealth as the remaining 99% combined. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is receiving an honor guard welcome on a trip to the United Arab Emirates. UAE is where Seoul hopes to expand its military sales while finishing its construction of the Arabian Peninsula's first nuclear power plant. His visit, which began Saturday, comes as South Korea conducts business deals worth billions of dollars and stations special forces troops to defend the UAE. The World Health Organization is appealing to China to keep releasing information about its wave of COVID-19 infections. That comes after the government announced nearly 60,000 virus-related deaths since early December. Following weeks of complaints, it was failing to tell the world what was actually happening. The announcement gave the first official number since the ruling Communist Party abruptly dropped antivirus restrictions despite a surge of infections in flooded hospitals. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.